Flax must be pulled by hand and not by machines, we were told. We had 10 weeks vacation ahead of us, one of which must be spent on teaching practice. And as I did not want to be a burden on my parents all that time, I took my chance to earn a shilling a day and my food. We were sent to a barrack near Yeovil, where the house and grounds were turned over to us, with 600 girls settled there as a women's army for the war effort. The officers, commandant and so on, were women. We slept in bell tents, 8 to a tent, and one girl from each gang was kept back from the fields each day to be an orderly. The orderlies had to help prepare food, clean the mess tents and the canvas lavatories, run the post office in Barrack House, stand guard over the numerous gates in the grounds to keep out sheep and cattle, see that pedestrians shut the gates on the footpaths, and do all the other jobs that have to be done around a camp. In the first days, only about 6 girls were sent home as potential flu victims, although at night many of us made up our beds outside the tents, as they seemed very crowded. We had no proper camp equipment. We carried our luggage in pilgrim baskets. I don't know how, but at night cows would get into the field where we slept, and we could hear them munching in the munching. In those days, we had not yet cut our hair, and many of the girls with abundant long hair thought that the cows would mistake our hair for grass and eat it while we slept, so we wrapped up our heads in scarves before we lay down. And that reminds me of our clothing. We wore breeches, but I cannot remember how we got hold of them. Were they donated by male cousins? Who found them for us? Girls had never worn trousers before. We made ample overalls and smocks, and we wore any stockings that we could beg, borrow or steal. I remember one pair I had was brown lace. We never thought of going with bare legs. When the overalls got dirty, I sent mine home for mother to wash, and inside the parcel I put an ample portion of cheese, sometimes dry and grubby, but cheese, which they had not seen at home for many a day. We were taken to and from the fields in lorries, a jolly ride, bumping over the country roads, standing up and holding on. We were a welcome amusement for the folk who lived around and in Yeovil, and on Sunday evenings they came out for a walk across the footpaths that bordered or crossed the park. They came in hundreds to see girls in breeches, living in tents. Girls were helping to make those aeroplanes that zoomed low over the fields of Somerset. I had my bike with me, and I liked to get on gate duty on my orderly day. I would ride across the fields and sit on my bike and read while minding the gate.